Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Fantasy football season is officially here. All these other draft best ball nerds, dino nerds that have been drafting since the week after Super Bowl. Listen, that's not when regular people draft. As a man of the people, I am going to be showing you what a first look draft really is all about and how we integrate the core principles of live a little into the draft. It's the Swolecast First Look Draft. Best ball edition coming up next on RotoGrinders.com.
Can you see the static from the school cast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand context.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show. Say,
to it, bro, live a little.
Live a little.
Just live a little, guys.
All right. We are back here at the Swolecast. I don't know. I'm sharing my screen. Not sure if you can see it. We are in the draft. We are in the draft on Underdog. And I am, oh, geez, I got the 110. And Davis got the 1-5. Where did Pete get? The 1-3. Unreal. Just as a reminder, I have not looked at any sort of best ball rankings.
No one believes you.
I know. I have two best ball finals underneath my belt. And so that's kind of that's where we are right now. So, Pete, as soon as you pick, let's do the Overzets overview. That way you don't have to be worried, right, about.
I was going to say either that, Dave, or if we want to do the Overzets overview at the end of the show, I would like to say that my content this week is pretty evergreen.
Okay, great. Are you guys feeling good about best ball season now?
I feel great, Dave.
How is Pete going to do the cardio club with his insistence on doing all?
Do you not read my newsletter? This was one of the FAQ items I answered, Dave Davis.
To my recollection, you gave shrugging guy emoji. You were like, I don't know, I'll figure it out. I thought that's what you wrote.
Yeah, basically.
Can you tell me what the cardio club really is?
Dave, are you on a treadmill desk right now, or are you just simulating walking very fast?
I don't know. I'll let you answer that. What do you think?
Did you make Better Collective pay for this in the studio?
No. Okay. So a little bit. So you got C-Mac with the third pick. Davis got Taysom Hill.
Dave believing that Taysom Hill is the fifth overall pick is pretty good.
It says T. Hill, right? So Tyreek.
Hey, Dave, I know you're a first time best ball streamer, but will you show the audience the draft board, bud?
Yeah, sure.
You want me maybe to zoom a little while you're living a little?
Yeah, okay.
There we go. Production on point as always. I liked it.
So I really don't know what the cardio club, like, what is the minimum threshold for what cardio is on the Cardio Club for Underdog. And Pete, can you just explain it to everybody?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have to ask the first part of your question. It is graded on a scale. So what you're doing right now is like considered running a marathon for David Kitchen's normal activity levels.
How do I? Okay. Hold that
thought.
Talk
us through your thought process here, Dave.
Oh, Bijan already at the, that's, oh gosh, no chance.
Dave, you're getting him late, dude. You're getting him late.
Take Bijan, dude.
No, he's 7'3". Oh, man. I don't know.
David Kitchen is about to be a slave to ADP for his first pick of the year. Amazing.
All right,
look at
fine. Bijan.
Value him. Whatever. Value him.
Whatever, this guy.
Oh, woo.
All right.
Kitchen, what you're doing, there are some people who I know have done a brisk walk and they have categorized that as Underdog Cardio Club. I don't think that's necessarily in the spirit of it fully. I do think for me, it's like breaking a sweat. You know, like something.
I've got to break a sweat on this. Yes. I mean, but how long are these drafts though?
45 minutes. We're going to be fast today.
Well, I feel like 45 minutes. You're going to break a sweat.
I hope so, Dave.
This walk right now.
You're
back on the clock.
You're on the clock there, King.
Okay. Well, look at all these quarterbacks going way high. Average ADP of 18, 20, and 20. No chance. All right. You know what I should have done? Is CD and Pollard, but we can't be revisionist historians right here.
So Mr. Little is starting out with the two highest ADP guys
you
on
just,
the board.
We call him Auto Draft Dave around here.
Listen. Big believer in CD this year. With that count without Zeke, you know, I think the Cowboys offense is going to take a step up. Obviously, they've got Schoonmaker. Is the tight end, big second round pick.
Let's get back to the draft board, Dave.
Okay. Oh, geez. You guys are asking me to do a lot right now.
I don't know if you need to be walking at whatever pace you're walking. I don't think anyone would judge you if you toned it down a little bit.
Okay. All right. So, Davis, you go Pollard. You snipe me, bro.
That's not how that works. I almost took Derrick Henry for the bit.
You should have.
Dave, I've had a come to Jesus moment with Derrick Henry. Yeah. I'm all in this year. I'm taking him. I'm taking him all the time. Yeah.
You're all in? So at what price?
Well, I mean, I'm taking him over all these guys, over every running back that goes around him. So when I'm there at 3-2, I'm taking him 100% of the time. And I'd probably take him over Chubb when that ADP corrects.
Wow.
Yeah.
He plays the Texans twice in the playoff. It's just the name of the game is getting
that. I have heard that.
The name of the game is getting the most points possible.
So are you high on all the Titans players relative to ADP or just Derrick Henry?
Just Derrick Henry.
There you go. Chubb and Henry and Justin Jefferson. Jeez, cheese ball with that 1.1 start.
The 101 is such a cheat code every year.
So do you think they should do a third round reversal next year?
No, and they never will.
They're kitchen. Now, do you think they maybe do super flex tight end premium third round reversal next year?
They might. In the 2023 best ball landscape, can we get Kitchen to comment on his favorite structure? Obviously this is my first draft, but I do like the super flex structure because I think it – in the past, it has elevated the quarterbacks.
That's
rankings,
not what the question was, Kitchen.
But now
you're talking format. He's talking best ball draft structure, not best ball format.
I think it's like a 3-5, and then 7, and either 2 or 3. And it all depends on where you get your studs. You know, if you're like Pat and you start off with running backs, then you know you only need probably 4 running backs.
Okay. How many? That more of a hyper fragile build is what you're
so
doing.
So kitchen's going. Clock. Kitchen's going.
You
got to
tell me when I'm on the clock. Debo, no chance. All right. This is a good
gross rage of the board. No, I can't wait to see you navigate this.
No, this is actually really good. I'm actually high on Amari Cooper this year.
Average Amari, huh?
No, average
Amari. Dave,
I think he's going way lower than where he should go because of
where do you think he should go?
Second round.
What?
Yeah.
That's like his ceiling, right?
Dave, have you considered that he is playing in a polar vortex in week 17?
No, I haven't looked at any of the schedule, obviously.
So the Browns in week 17, oh, dude, it's so bad. They play home to the Jets. I mean, it's about as bad as it gets week 17.
Kitchen's duping my structure right now.
Okay.
Davis has a hot team.
Man.
I drafted probably my least favorite team of the year this morning, dude, in my cardio club.
I was busy, but I almost responded to that. That was an abomination.
I was not thinking, you know, clicking back in between multiple things. And I clicked Stafford as my second quarterback. Like, oh, I'll take Atwell in round 18 to get the stack. And I didn't realize he and Mahomes had the same bye week.
All right. So I just took Fields in round 4. Just because you can have naked Fields.
You are living a little.
No, Kitchen, come on, man. To tell the people you took Fields because they play the Falcons in week 17, bro.
I can't tell you that. You guys have to tell me that. This is my first time looking. I haven't looked at the schedule. You have to tell me. Michael Zimmerman says unstacked Fields. That's a no-no. Michael, this is your first best ball draft, bro. You can stack at the end.
I think unstacked Fields is kind of GTO right now because the DJ Moore Fields teams are getting it at a terrible price. Like once people start drafting by ETR's, you know, imported rankings, they just put that in their applet. DJ Moore is going to fall.
Oh, great.
My first CMC Terry McLaurin week 17 correlation feels good.
It's a good one.
Okay, cheese ball coming around the turn with Burrow. Man, no, he hasn't dragged. Burrow is before him.
Kitchen, did you throttle down the speed on that treadmill? Because you're
going. Davis told me to.
I told him to. There's a fine line between doing a good bit and just like bad programming. But, and Kitchen is like wheezing and trying to stay alive for an hour. No, it's just bad content.
Is it though?
Yes.
I think people would love to see me wheeze, but here's the thing. Here's what they don't know is that Better Collective, we had an internal competition in May, the whole month of May, called Move in May. And they get you to track your steps. They put you on different teams, like people that you don't even know, like different offices and stuff. And here's a fun fact. I have walked at least 10,000 steps every single day. Every single day.
Good for you, dude.
How many steps have you walked, Davis?
A lot more than that.
How many steps do you walk a day?
Here, I can look at my watch and tell you my average steps a day, I think.
Yeah, do that. And don't cheat either. Show your watch. Okay. While you do that, you just drafted Chris Godwin in the 5th.
Davis knows he's getting traded to the Chiefs.
Did you mean to do that, Davis? Is that the thesis of the play?
Well, I'm already heavy on running backs. I'm not going to take Anthony Richardson on this team, so it doesn't make sense to take Pittman. And I like Godwin straight up more than Smith and Jigba. I think he scores a lot more points in every week than Smith and Jigba. So structurally, pretty easy.
Okay. All right.
Kitchen, so one of the things as host, you do got to kind of have to recap the teams as we go here.
Yeah, I know. You're going to have to help me out. I can't do all this. I can't do my usual job of carrying the show on its back, on my back. So CD, lots of running backs, but you know
funny
what?
How that works. Oh, alpha play Dave here. 17 correlation. Let's go.
So, Pitts and Bijan on the same team.
What could go wrong?
Where's Traylon's ADP?
76.2.
He's kind of down there.
I might have to snipe Traylon from you just to – oh, no, you're on the clock right now. Uh-oh, you better go get him if you want him, Davey. Ain't coming back, buddy. Ain't coming back. You only got $5 in your account. This is your only Best Ball Mania draft of the entire summer. Make it count, buddy.
This is playing with house money from last year's haul, but yeah,
huge ROI.
Huge haul.
No, I withdrew, but I guess
love it.
Don't tip me at the good time. All right. So I've got Fields, Bijan, CD, Amari, Traylon, and Kyle Pitts. That is like so far, no leaks detected, right?
No leaks.
Like you have to be impressed. Did you see that Traylon Burks no longer has issues with breathing? And yet he's still going sixth round.
Well, who's gonna be there? Who's gonna be their quarterback, bud?
It doesn't matter. Who's gonna be their wide receiver? Like he's all they have. He and Chig and maybe Phillips and the ghost of Chris Moore.
Chris Moore.
What a pull.
Yeah, the Titans, man.
It's NWI and Chris Moore. I mean, they might pick up somebody in the training camp, but
so Kitchen, just to flesh that out, is your thesis that Traylon Burks' ADP in the 70s is due solely because he can't breathe well and that the market hasn't caught up to the fact that he can breathe well and he should be like a fourth or fifth round pick?
No, I think people are still counting like his overall body of work last season. Mm-hmm. And we know like he started off really slow. And then he got hurt and then shut down for the season. So they aren't seeing like that 3 or 4 game stretch where he just went off. Mm-hmm. And now he's going to be in even better shape. I don't know if you guys saw the big news yesterday, but he's actually stayed here in town in Nashville to work out with the team. He's taking things serious. He was pushing around a sled pretty hard yesterday, and there was a hype video, training video for it. So I respect it. I'm kind of doing the
boots
same
on the ground. Titans take. That's why people are here.
And I'm doing the same thing with my body as well. Staying in town and just, you know, amping up the training.
A little Dave, bit. these are my numbers.
All right, just tell me.
9,800 per day.
Davis, that is not good.
For the year.
That's like lightly active.
I don't
borderline do any, sedentary.
I don't show do the board, Dave. I don't do anything on Sundays, so I'm probably sub 3,000 steps on Sundays.
Let me show you how many steps.
Scroll down
do you think
so people can see the pics, Dave.
Gosh, Pete.
Good job, Dave.
You're such an amateur.
Pete, how many steps do you think I've taken in the month of May?
Dude, I'm not a steps guy. I don't need these whoops to track my progress.
I will
I don't
give
even
you
have a ballpark.
How many
steps is in 3 miles? Someone ballpark, or how many steps in a mile? Someone just give me a frame of reference.
I have no idea. Probably about 7,000.
It's like 2,250, 2,500. Davis, okay. Probably like 33,500.
In Kitchen, you're at this desk every day when you're in the office?
We just got it last week.
Oh. I don't know. It sounds like you hit 10,000 steps. It sounds like that's a threshold you're going for.
Yeah, but the month of May, how many steps do you think I have?
Well, you just got this, so 10,000.
Within if you get within 5,000, I will give you a free best ball entry.
All right.
To one of the $5 or less best ball contest.
All right. I'm going to say 120,000 steps.
You're right. Okay. Look what we got here. Oh, I don't feel good about this, but it's
damn. Dave, controversial pick.
Your moral compass lasted for 10 seconds before you stacked that bitch right up.
Well, I didn't have much time left, so I drafted.
Look at this construction Dave has going, too. He's pissed. He's a pissed boy.
Justin Fields and Deshaun Watson, Bijan, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Traylon, and Kyle Pitts. So yeah, people said 2 QBs. Well, when you hit the nuts on everybody else, it's easy to go 2 QBs.
Fascinated to see what Dave does here.
Okay. Ooh. You know what? I'm gonna go with James Conner. The hate has gone too far, James Conner. Davis, tell everybody who the Cardinals picked up this year. For their new running back.
I
don't think they drafted anybody, did they?
Exactly. That is my whole point.
Carter slips 3.3 picks past ADP, and Dave goes, the hate has gone too far.
Dave is literally just ADP hounding, dude.
No, I am not. You can't say that. That's the only thank you, Matt Parnes said. I actually don't mind Kitchen's team. Way better than Davis's. Okay.
Dave didn't consider Javonte because he doesn't FF Doom. He doesn't know about the updates. He doesn't know what's been going on.
Oh, I know Javonte. If I wanted a running back that only played two games or three games, I would just go with Brian Robinson.
Jeremy's wondering if this is an episode of ADP chasing. It does feel a lot like an episode of ADP chasing, except for the charts. We have Dave on a treadmill firing picks.
I also took Traylon. Roster construction is a little different.
He did take Traylon Burks 15 picks ahead of ADP.
Thank you. Thank you. And as you guys know, the Live a Little brand really applies especially to like the mid to later rounds, because that's when you can really separate yourselves as far as ADP from the rest of the crowd. And also, what happened, Javonte?
No, I wanted to take Kirk there.
Kirk? I haven't looked at your team.
Hockenson.
Because Dave doesn't ever. Oh, Hawk.
Oh, you got Tua though. Oh,
Davis, man. Recap your team so far for the audio listeners.
Yeah, I've got Tua and Tyreek. Stack, Tony Pollard, Ramondre Stevenson, and Cam Akers are my running backs. Tyreek Godwin Lockett are my wide receivers, and TJ Hockenson at tight end. And I'm going to take Elijah Moore. Is my most drafted player. So
dude, your
I'm
percentage,
not...
when you said that on ADP chasing, my jaw dropped.
Yeah, I got it. He just is the easiest click there because I hate Sutton. I hate Juju. I hate Beckham. I don't like Jameson Williams, so he's just the easiest click there for me, but I got to start diversifying.
So, again, this is my first draft. You drafted Tyreek, and then later on you drafted Godwin, Lockett, and then Sutton as your next three wide receivers. Is your strategy like one alpha wide receiver and then the rest just dusty has-been wide receivers, Davis?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm hitting
like
running
in
back.
In the past, it's been rookie wide receivers.
Well, Smith and Jigba's price is nonsensical, and I can't click it. Addison, yeah. I took a lot before his price corrected. Addison is appropriately priced now.
Guys, have you guys heard about Elijah Moore?
Dave.
Wow, you're sniping Davis on his favorite player in the pool.
Yeah, he's my most drafted player.
Okay. Let me pull up the draft board, and then... I'm going to need a little help. Who does Cleveland play in week 17?
The Jets.
I just told you that about 10 minutes ago.
Davis wasn't listening.
Outdoors against the Jets. You know, Davis. Deshaun, the two most likable quarterbacks in the game, Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers playing off against each other in a week 17.
Kitchen,
matchup.
If you don't take Corey Davis here as your bring back, he's not making it back to you. I would definitely grab Corey Davis. Former Titan. This is an
on-brand. Where's Corey Davis? Pick. He's like, what? He was almost dropped.
Don't look at it. You just select it. Live a little.
Odell. Jacoby. I do need. Oh, let's
see. Dave would be the guy in every draft. He's the guy keeping Odell. Like David Kitchens across the world are keeping Odell Beckham's ADP afloat.
Wow. A-chain, Dave. I like it.
Yeah. See, you notice I got Bijan and A-chain and do have Connor there. I like the younger players, you know, the rookie players, a little bit of gas in their tank. Davis is drafting all these olds and really likes Derrick Henry this year. So it kind of tells you where he is in his whole life cycle.
He gets to play the Texans, dude. Wow. I thought for sure you would take a chain because he absolutely destroyed Vanderbilt at one time in his college football career, but no career games against Vandy.
If I drafted everyone that's destroyed Vanderbilt in their SEC career, I mean, literally the draft is just nothing but like highlights of big plays against Vanderbilt. I would have probably taken Mingo if, guys that I'm guessing Mingo is dominated.
Mingo is like the reverse of Elijah Moore to me. I just can't fathom how people are making that click.
Why?
What are the Pete? What are the odds that Rashee Rice scores more fantasy points than Jonathan Mingo?
I mean, I think it's probably pretty close, right?
Right, and Rashee Rice is wide receiver 59, and Jonathan Mingo's wide receiver like 38.
Yeah, I think I.
No, the, I'm wrong. I go back I just, and forth I made on that this. Up. I made that up. Mingo is not. I completely made that up.
Davis, please, I'm on a treadmill.
I don't know why I thought that, but it is not true in the slightest.
Darnell Mooney doesn't come back today for his field stack.
Yeah, that's sad.
You hate to see it. Chase Claypool will be there for you.
He's going to have to get Claypool, yeah.
Yeah. All right, my team right now through 10 rounds, Christian McCaffrey, DeAndre Swift, James Cook, P. Ryan at running back. I'm probably done at running back. Wide receiver, Devonta Smith, Chris Olave, Terry McLaurin, Mike Evans, Michael Thomas, tight end, George Kittle.
There you go.
You're going hyper fragile here.
And yeah. Davis, I had to get that. I did grab the Rashee Rice now that he was front of mind here.
Whoa. Samaje Perine plays for Denver this year.
He does, Dave.
So
he does.
So who's
they paid him decent money.
So who's the Bengals backup?
No one knows.
Is it Evans? Is he still on the team?
He Travion Williams, and they drafted this guy that everyone's horny for called Chase Brown.
Is he from North Carolina? Is that where he's from?
Illinois, right?
Oh, yes. It is Illinois. Yeah, you're right. Mingo goes, Zay Jones, Kendre Miller. I like Kendre Miller.
Zay Jones, by the way, I think I've pinpointed him out as the single worst ADP value on the board, right? He's got to be.
Woo, boy. Man, do I have
like at wide receiver 57? Who's he playing over? How is he getting to wide receiver 57?
You're right, Davis. Because what the market did to Joshua Palmer's ADP, they should be doing to Zay Jones, and they didn't.
Yes, they didn't at all. Calvin Ridley. He's going to be a bigger target earner than anyone who played for them last year.
Yeah. It's the recency bias of like Zay Jones had those big weeks when it mattered down the stretch last year, and everyone had
and you know, big underdog was so in on Zay Jones, right? Norris loved Zay Jones.
Okay, so don't know if you guys saw who I took with my last pick,
Chig at ADP. That took a lot of restraint. Yeah, well
that's
done, Dave.
That's very on brand.
Who's he going to be here? Adam Thielen.
I was
going to
say
like
Dave hovering over Thielen is hilarious.
He wants it.
Actually,
so
it's
bad.
More Cole Kmet, but I've already got two tight ends.
Little three tight end team.
Three early to mid tight ends. One of the highest advanced.
No, don't do it, Dave.
Yeah, I got Sky Moore. How is Sky Moore even that high? I got time now.
Have you not heard about a Q?
No. I mean, I have. It's my first draft, though. I don't have a Q. Like, I'm trying to do everything at once, produce.
Kitchen, you knew you were on the clock and you were staring at the picks. That one didn't come out of nowhere.
Listen, there are still good basketball teams that still have shot clock violations every once in a while. Sky Moore. Davis, give me a good kind of outlook for Sky
Moore
this
season.
He's dead, bud.
He is completely dead. He is not even a good special teamer. Like he's dead. He is completely dead, but still a better pick than Adam Thielen.
Yeah, second year wide receivers. I mean, man, I should have probably gone for Hyatt or one of these Spike Week guys. Speaking of Spike Week, make sure you go to their sites and they've got the extensions for when you do draft your teams and the overlay. From what I understand, the overlay on DraftKings is very nice, almost like a cheat code over there. So spikeweek.com. And then we also have another sponsor that I've got to get to, but I'm starting to get a little bit out of breath. So I'm going to need to just let you talk, Pete. So talk us through your team, kind of what you're seeing
sponsor
on the board.
Okay.
No.
I did just take my first quarterback. I have Derek Carr. I took, got a little value on Chris Olave in the third there at pick 27. And then I grabbed a rare Michael Thomas share for me, but setting up that Derek Carr double stack, and I'm about to pick here in the 13th round. It's looking like a wide receiver pick for me if Big Beans doesn't take him. And yeah, so I got one quarterback, one tight end, four running backs, six wide receivers. I think this is close between a four running back or five running back build. I'm going to grab DJ Chark though here.
Oh, wow.
If Davis DJ is Chark, out on Mingo, AKA are you in good on Mingo?
Chark? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels, the Mingo stuff feels like wish casting to me.
But here's the thing. I mentioned this to someone the other day. Couldn't you see Mingo doing what another former overdrafted Carolina wide receiver first round pick did in Kelvin Benjamin, where he's just like a target monster, but sucks. And then just like flames out of the league.
I mean, I think that's in the realm. But I think the role of shitty player getting force fed targets they don't deserve on that team is probably Thielen until he dies.
Pete, did you also pump the Funchess bags back in the day?
I'm sure I did.
Because you are kind of like a Panther wide receiver bag pumper.
Famously, my Terrace Marshall bags, who I think I ended up last year.
Peter, he's thinking LaVisca, but...
No, he's talking about the pumping bags.
Remember the Terrace Marshall? He drafted
I'll be aggressively drafting.
Right. Yes, aggressively drafting. Right after he said it, he's like, you guys have got to take this wide receiver in your drafts. And then after that, he's like, I think I'm pretty good with where I'm at.
Dave, you're about to be on the clock.
Oh, shoot. Thank you. Okay. Because I'm like reading Michael's comment about how good I'm doing right now on my team. Jeez, man. Okay. Jeez. All right.
Just triple stacking the Polar Vortex game. Where's your bring back, bud?
Okay. Davis, I don't want to focus too much on last year. But I did get like top 0.001% of the DraftKings thing. And part of that was not focusing so much on week 17. Part of that was just getting to week 17.
Yeah. And how did that go? Not having a lot of correlation in that big final.
Yeah. Was that really good and fun?
Oh yeah. Because we can just accurately predict what's going to happen in week 17, just like we did last year. Right. Yeah, like what, like
Dave? Have you looked at the lineup that won $2 million at Best Ball Mania last year?
Yeah, but what maybe... I'm saying is like there was some unpredictable stuff that happens. Like you don't know, and that's why you just got to get.
Oh, Dave. Dave is using the DeMar Hamlin commotion corditis incident as being like anything can happen. So I'm just clicking buttons, basically.
You mean a game that was so the players within the game were so correlated that they all got the exact same amount of points, literally the biggest point for correlation possible. They were that correlated.
Dave, Dante Foreman just getting in that Chicago running game.
I kind of like that. Did you value hound that a little, Dave? Was that
he was down the board a little bit. But I did need a fourth running back. You know, right now I've got Bijan and Connor to kind of take me through, A-Chain and Foreman. Jaylen Warren was the next guy up, but I just don't trust Jaylen Warren.
Davis, is this where you and I fight over Jeff Wilson?
I already took Mostert.
Oh, you did. Nice. You got the Tua. Yeah.
So I was going to take Jaylen Warren. I will take Josh Downs now.
Dude, this might be, I might finally capitulate to Taysom Hill in one of these. This might be.
Yeah. Why
team.
Would you not? Pete, okay. don't you feel when you do this at quarterback, don't you feel so limp-dicked? Like I got to go to the final against Jalen Hurts teams with Bryce Young and Derek Carr.
Is Bryce Young? Why is he all the way in the 14th round?
Because he is not going to score fantasy points.
Davis.
Says who?
He is not going to run, and they're going to be a really inefficient
passing. He's not going to run? You don't think he's going to run?
He didn't run in college, and he's like 5'9", 180 pounds, so I don't think he's going to run that much. Happy to be wrong.
You agree? You think his rushing floor is zero?
It's not zero. He'll run for like 200 yards and a touchdown, probably. Yeah,
if he needs to run, he's going to run. He like he showed in some of the big games last year.
You are misremembering. You are misremembering. It was Stroud that had two good rushing games to end his career.
Derek is asking me in the chat, Bryce over Lance. The only reason he's asking that is because he passed on him thinking I would take Lance, hoping he could stack Bryce Young with Adam Thielen. Messed up, kid.
I gotta hand in my membership. I'm done taking Trey Lance.
Wow. You're just gonna quit like that?
It's not happening, dude.
So here's the thing, Davis. I was going to take Taysom Hill, and maybe I still will, but Juwan Johnson at pick 171 with my Derek Carr. It's just
why are we value hounding the guy who has to Foster Moreau signed with them?
That dude, this Foster Moreau stuff. I mean, how many games was Darren Waller out last year and Foster Moreau did jack shit? Foster Moreau is not an NFL player.
Well, I don't really think Juwan Johnson is either, though. Like, it's like he's got to play like a bunch of the snaps.
Dave, scroll down on the draft board.
Sorry, I'm trying to look up Bryce Young's rushing yards because
I
want Davis Maddock to be so wrong.
He had 162 rushing yards and 7 touchdowns at his time in college.
Okay. But what did he have, like, some of the big games
Davis
that he
doubling
had?
It.
So his final two games, he had 3 rushes for negative 10 yards against Kansas State, and he had 5 rushes for 48 yards against Auburn.
Wow. Average of 9 yards per carry. I'm just saying. I think it's a Tennessee game, maybe, where he scrambled from one side to the next.
4 rushes for negative 4 yards against Tennessee.
And if everyone's thinking like you, Davis, he's not going to run, it makes me even more bullish on Bryce this year.
I just don't. I think it's. And
I'm on the clock. You guys aren't telling me I'm on the clock. Oh, boy. Ooh.
I love to see the wheels working.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Wow. You get a leverage against Derrick Henry with this selection, huh?
Here's the thing about
didn't know Dave hated Derrick Henry.
No, people are overvaluing what the meniscus does to the knee.
The meniscus.
Tell us how this backfield plays out this year. A lot of people want to know. Davis just said he's all in on. Hang on, did someone clip Davis saying he's all in on Henry and Dave selecting Tajay Spears? What the hell?
That's good content.
Yeah. No, because I can't. He's already drafted. I can't take him. And I think Tajay Spears is an excellent. I mean, this is the running back of the future, right? Titans. This is going to be Henry's last year as a Titan. You guys agree?
Yes.
Like he's not coming back next year. They drafted Tajay Spears to be at least for the next 3 or 4 years the main running back. So if something does happen to Derrick Henry, Tajay's going to get...
Dave, take the chat suggestion. Mecole Hardman for your bring back here. It's a good pick. We're not even messing with you. It's just a good pick, Dave. We're helping you out, bud.
Oh, man.
Mecole... I know Davis isn't going to say anything bad about Mecole Hardman.
I mean, I've been freed from the tyranny of having to draft Mecole Hardman. He went from my favorite quarterback in the world to my least favorite quarterback, so pretty easy to not take him.
Hmm. Okay, we're getting to that that range of basically some dart throws. Are you guys take me through you guys' strategy round 15 through 18? Are you largely just trying to correlate, or are you looking for your dart throws as far as the one offs with potential high ceilings?
I want to correlate, and then with round 17, 18, I want to take guys who are not getting drafted 100% of the time.
Yeah, the further along it gets in the draft, the more I want to be correlating.
Would you take a third quarterback with Tua and Geno, Pete?
If you had like a really nice double stack already just sitting there, maybe. Who are you looking at?
Baker. Baker. Ooh,
probably. There goes Claypool. I almost drafted him instead of me, Cole.
Damn, quarterbacks are hanging around in this draft.
Foul range to draft in. I've been taking Mechie a lot. He's getting some good buzz. I don't even know if it's good or not, but it's like that. You know, John Mechie has never disappointed me yet in my life. So
think you also traded for him in our league, right? I had him and you traded for him?
Correct. You just need more bodies.
I am kind of surprised at how early the top tier quarterbacks are going. And then you have guys like Bryce and Stroud and even Ritter, I guess.
Those guys are going to score, like,
you know, but I guess my point is, like, Stroud and Bryce, like, you don't know. Like, you really, you don't know what they're going to do this year. They could go off.
It's very hard to have conversation with someone who just is like, yeah. Any,
who
you
just
know,
thinks outside of your Twitter ship chasing bubble? How could you have a different opinion on what player's going to do?
Well, no, I'm fine with different opinions, but when the logic is the universe could end tomorrow, 50-50, either it will or it won't. Like that's hard logic.
No, my thing is like
board.
Why
draft board, David?
Show the draft board, Dave.
Why are guys falling so low when we don't know like what their upside is? Like that is. Like Stroud going at the end of the 16th round, and you got three or four quarterbacks going in the first two or three rounds. That's just a wide range. I don't understand why Stroud's falling that far.
Well, you do because I explained it to you.
Still don't because we don't know. We don't know.
Everyone's coming after ship chasing this week. I mean, Dave going.
No, I'm saying that Davis is in his own little bubble, his own little echo chamber bubble. Of you know what the construct of a correct best ball team should be or best ball strategy should be regarding players and ties it directly to ADP. And if you're looking for an opinion from a guy who's made two finals in the past 3 years, you just can't do that. You have to think of other possibilities, like 1%, 2%, 3% possibilities. Not
Davis,
not
Laden yeah, things, but not Laden things. Just direct answer. If Kitchen launched exactly what Corain has right now, and again, it's not even that he has to like do all the content because we know that won't happen, but he gets it all packaged up, the premium site called Live a Little, David Kitchen's ranks, audio podcast companions, same price as Corain. In the next 2 weeks, how many subs does Kitchen sell?
87.
Okay, I mean that's
pretty good.
I'll take the under. That's bullish.
That's yeah, people really bullish. people like Dave.
Of course, we all like Dave.
Are you saying that they would only subscribe to me because they like me and not because the analysis and thinking is sound?
You know, only one of the three people on this stream doesn't have a badge, Dave.
Yeah.
What is it? What's up? I mean, is that just because you're such?
I used to have a badge, but
it's like
250
drafts a year, right?
Right. I didn't do 250 drafts last year on Underdog, and I did more on DraftKings than Underdog.
I had 250 in a fucking day, probably.
FF Doom says he'd listed out of spite. Now we need to segment Davis those 87 subs. How many of them are spite? Subs,
right? No, I wasn't saying everyone was doing it. I wasn't saying everyone was doing it because they need the info, but like that was just my
just
number.
Out of morbid curiosity,
right?
Who do the Titans play in week 17?
Kitchen, come on,
who do they play? Who do they play? Hurry, you don't know, you don't know,
Houston twice. This is the whole narrative about Derrick Henry.
Oh, F me,
what are you taking? Are you just letting Todd out? You have three quarterbacks and three tight ends. Oh, man.
Although Gesicki in New England.
Nice value hound on that Gesicki price.
Oh, gosh. Corey Davis was still there. I'm sure Phillips was still there.
Yeah. Dave, how did you not take Kyle Phillips?
I mean, oh, no. I should have. Gosh,
Dave, I do like how much you're thinking about week 17 correlation by the end of the draft. No. So much that you got auto-timed out Mike Gesicki.
Listen, I'm starting to break a sweat here. So I think this does count for Cardio Club. Do I have to take a picture of like my treadmill right now, my feet? Is that how it works?
Yeah, although I'd say this stream is pretty good proof in and of itself.
People could just think I'm walking in place.
The chat is falling in love with you right now. Johnny Football's Dave or Davis. Oh, no, this was Davis. Sorry, I read it. Davis, your laugh Davis is so damn contagious.
It really is. I agree. What structure do we call the 3QB and
super
3 tight end
flex
build
structure, Dave?
We call that.
That's like
we
the safe. That's like the
it's
safe
the three,
strategy.
It's the 3 condom strategy for sure. Yeah.
I'm pumping my bags. Late round, Terrace Marshall. You guys gotta take this guy. You gotta take
if
him.
If you're not taking this guy, you're just gonna lose. Very nice. Okay. Yeah. So, looking at some of the teams here, I feel good about my team compared to you guys' team.
Let's each read one of each other's teams. So okay, Dave?
You read mine.
Okay. All right. I'll read Dave Kitchen's team. All right. Kitchen's first draft of the year. He has the very rare 3573 build that also includes elite onesies. Justin Fields, Deshaun Watson, and Ryan Tannehill. What does Ryan Tannehill do for this team is the question we're all asking ourselves. At running back, Bijan Robinson, nice pick. James Conner, people are apparently really overlooking him. Devin Achane, Deontay Foreman, Tajay Spears. Honestly, a nice running back room, Dave. Wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. Dave takes him at 34, says he should be a mid-second round value there. Treylon Burks, lived a little there, got to get your guy. Elijah Moore, Sky Moore, auto pick. Donovan Peoples-Jones and Mecole Hardman because the chat, you know, talked him into it. Tight end Kyle Pitts, 6 picks ahead of ADP. You're going to get cheaper on him. Chig for the brand and another auto timeout, Mike Gesicki. So to recap, a 3573 double elite onesie, double timeout, double Titans Homer picks, triple Titans Homer pick. That is your David Kitchen draft.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. All right, beautiful. I'm going to do Davis Maddox team.
Okay.
Davis goes with just 2 quarterbacks. And they might not even be starting at the end of the season. It's Tua and Geno. And then
who's starting
backs...
for Seattle in this world, Dave?
What's that?
Who's starting in Seattle in week 17?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you got a lot of faith in a backup quarterback, like a journeyman backup quarterback who had one good season last year. Tua, we know the issues with him, but only two quarterbacks, only 2 tight ends for Davis's team. Let's bold strategy. Let's see if it pays off. 6 running backs, 8 wide receivers. The running backs, he goes Tony Pollard, Dallas Homer, Ramondre Stevenson. He can't quit him. Cam Akers, because we all know what's going to happen in that Rams running back room. Elijah Mitchell and Raheem Mostert. And then Jeff Wilson, really just kind of dipping on that old 2018 Niners team.
I think these guys were all teammates at one point.
Yes, they were. They definitely were. And they weren't even scheduled to start, I don't think, or supposed to start that year. Tyreek Hill, again, we talked about it, big time burner. And then he goes with the ghost of Chris Godwin, Tyler Lockett, Cortland Sutton, Michael Gallup. I missed the Michael Gallup pick. I mean, these guys were legit good like years ago. He then goes with Josh Downs, who I like as a possession guy. And as you know, this is a point. This is PPR, right? The underdogs PPR?
Half.
Oh, tough scene then, Davis. John Mechie and then Deontay Hardy as his last guy. And then his 2 tight ends, Hockenson. And then he pairs Fant with Geno. Honestly, if I'm given grades for a draft, this is like a pretty meh average draft. Davis, you're up.
All right. Well, Peter is bringing a knife to a gunfight by taking Derek Carr, Bryce Young, and Sam Howell. Sam Howell, probably the only one who's going to run for over 100 yards on that team. The running back room, he's got Christian McCaffrey. It'll be week 3, and he'll be cursing Rashad Penny's name as DeAndre Swift sits on the bench for refusing to run in between the tackles. Mm-hmm. Liam takes over at pick 99. He takes James Cook, despite the fact that Damian Harris is going to lead this team in touchdowns. Great pick in Samaje Perine, the only healthy running back in the Denver backfield. But just to make sure that the Swift pick doesn't go missed, he does lock him up with Kenneth Gainwell, a love I absolutely move. Devonta Smith, the only player in the NFL who weighs less than I do at pick 22, does take Olave, sets up the double stack there. Terry McLaurin, No one likes to pick him. No one says Terry McLaurin's their favorite player. 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns every single season. Mike Evans looking to retire so that he can join Tom Brady in owning the Las Vegas Raiders. Michael Thomas, he's been dealing with the same injury for 3 years. Pete's also an old, he understands dealing with the same injury for 3 years. Rashee Rice, great pick. No Stark there. Anytime you can double up on the Carolina Panthers wide receivers with Bryce Young, you simply have to do it. George Kittle interrupted this draft to explain they would have won the NFC Conference Championship game if Brock Purdy didn't get injured. And then wrapping it up with Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau's backup as his second tight end. Good team.
The chat's pointing it out. David, I noticed you said, it. David, you said a love I move instead of a move I love. You just
I thought that was a shipping chasing thing. And so I just was like,
that's crazy. Okay.
Yeah, you did say that. You said a love you move. All right.
I never have little verbal flubs like that. I must be lack of sleep, bro.
Yeah. You should check your settings. Make sure your REM.
Real quick, I want to say, because this is people who watch on my channel or Ship Chasing know about my stream draft challenge, all 150 drafts, and there's a comment challenge as well where I'm going to give away $1,500 when my channel reaches 15K. We're on a good pace for that. And every time you leave a comment on one of my streamed drafts, you get entered into the giveaway. So the more comments you leave on those individual streams, the better your chances. That includes the Swolecast. So normally Kitchen has to go in right after a show and kind of get the algo boost going by like, who's that good looking host? We don't have to worry about that. You guys are all going to leave comments, get extra entries into the giveaway. So don't forget about that.
Thanks, Pete. And I do want to mention, you know, as we are going to our road to 10K, just like I get my 10K steps in every day.
We're ridiculous now.
I know. I just want to do my shout out to the sponsors at Shady Rays. Listen, if you want to kick off the year with new gear built to last, and our friends at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized slades, customizable snow goggles, and much more exclusively for our listeners and viewers. Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the new year. Go to ShadyRays.com and use code ROTOGRINDERS for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. All right.
Was that a bit or was that a serious ad read?
That's a serious ad read. So Shady Rays.
Is that what's paying our per show rates, Dave?
Yeah. Right. Well, the good thing is that Davis is not turning in his his hours, so we don't have to really pay for his stuff. Tuttle not on the show. Tuttle is just shipping like random tournament still, like the guy's on a massive heater. I'm not sure if you saw, I think he shipped another 100K either last week or the 2 weeks ago.
Here's the thing though. Here's the thing about that. DB has got to bring the hammer down on him, dude. Do you know how Ship It Nation would be doing if they got a 100K screenshot? I mean, it would be nothing but 100Ks in our timeline for weeks.
Tuttle has never wanted to
I know, but what I'm saying,
we're like on the same page as far as like
what I'm saying is that is weak-minded and weak-willed behavior, and he needs to be a man and get the screenshots out there.
We all used to be on our high horses about that. There's we don't need to have any more shame about this stuff. No one has.
I've never
shame.
Had any shame. I've never pump, had
pump
any
your
shame
bags, right, Kitchen?
Pump your bags. Aggressively Davis, pump your bags.
Here's the thing. Davis and I have never had any shame about self-promoting, though. Like, it's never been.
I used
never,
to.
Not once.
No, I don't. Yeah. I do have an Overzets overview, Kitchen.
Yeah, I was going to get to that in a second. With that being done, let's get into what usually starts our show and what people are here for. It's the Overzets overview.
He's got that dog in him. What? He's got that dog in him. What? Overzets. Overview, come on.
All right, rough. Overzet's overview of the week. Also, Steven, I forgot to prep you. I'm about to get an audio or a visual for one of these, so look for it in the hopper here. Underdog announced the second year of Underdog Cardio Club, a program where drafters can get rake back and other perks for drafting while doing cardio. Lots of people are excited about this announcement. David Kitchen responded to the announcement by posting a gigantic barbecue spread with banana pudding. Kitchen, it is, I see you've worked it off today, though, so you're on a nice start there. Congratulations. Pat McAfee announced he'd be leaving his FanDuel gig to go to ESPN. This is where Davis pretends to not know who Pat McAfee is because of his vaguely problematic Barstool past.
He was the punter, right?
he was the punter. Okay. The NFL schedule was released last week, and the Titans famously play the Texans twice in the fantasy playoffs. Maybe we should have done the overset overview at the top.
Yeah, you should
have. David Kitchen has since adjusted his rankings, moving Derrick Henry from a live a little 101 to just a regular 101.
Yeah.
And Mr. Tuttle 05, of course, could not make the show today, as you guys could all see. But he did send in this clip of him singing the Week 17 matchups to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb. I don't actually have that video, but someone or an artificial intelligence, please make that happen for us. And I have four different Chris Randone Ship It Nation jokes that are going to get axed because Hoop is coming on Lulz this week, and we'll have to save them for next.
Lulz is the place for the spice, really. That's like Lulz could never be hired by – he could never go to ESPN.
No, just yeah, lose. ESPN.
Lose its edge. Do you guys think because I don't watch, I watch like Pat McAfee highlights, you know, like if there's something that's
I don't Rogers believe anyone there. I don't believe anyone watches
no he has a
like
lot
that.
But do you think his do you think that he thinks his show is not going to change, or do you think he knows
it has to what's change. Like okay what's his change. Bit his bit is like I played in the NFL and I tell it like it is, like I can talk to athletes because I know what it's like. Is that
but that's
is that,
not what
his bit is
change.
Like every just... his bit is like an every kind of type of guy who just happened to be a punter and he doesn't really claim to
so
be
so it's
an
like
expert.
It's like it's gonna be like the Man Show was back in the day. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah,
it's nothing like the Man Show.
What was the sports show?
The Man
that
Show.
Had...
They had like women jumping on trampolines at the end.
No. Okay, what was the sports show that had the guy who was married to Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
That was
about,
on
Dave.
Fox. That was on like FSN. Yeah. 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 Chris Rose,
it's,
I think,
like
was
that.
On that.
It's
yeah.
like it's like I tell it like it is, and it's real, right. And we get real. We're really real.
The reason it will necessarily change whether he likes it or not, and it's not just even not being able to say the F-bomb. It's when you're working underneath an umbrella of $170 billion corporation in Disney. There are a lot of powerful people who care what you say and what comes across there, and yeah. You can't just talk without a filter when you are answering to that. So. I assume though the $10 million will make it pretty nice a year to censor yourself a bit.
FanDuel, he had a ton of that was a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
And so my theory is this: he just had a kid. Things change when you have a kid, and he wants to do what he wants to do, right? And I think he wants to do game day.
I think
and
everyone kind of wants to work for ESPN, is the deal.
Well, I just don't think he wants to really worry about the hassle of running your own thing.
Yes,
and he
the
just,
infrastructure.
Right. And like he just wants to do what he likes to do, and he's okay with leaving money on the table. And honestly, we're talking about this in the office. FanDuel might be okay with leaving money on the table because FanDuel has analytics for everything. They can see who subscribes from Pat McAfee's channel.
Okay. Is there one instance in the last 20 years of one of these media people getting paid a deal where you look at it and you're like, holy shit, that's a lot of money, where it worked out for the person or the company, the entity paying all the money?
Rogan.
Well, Rogan, that like backfired almost immediately.
It almost did, but it worked out
for them. Spotify stuff?
Yeah.
But like it almost blew
you
up.
You think Spotify would do that same deal? I don't know. I don't listen. I don't have Spotify.
Yes,
so I don't know.
They would do the same deal.
Okay.
100%.
But the other thing, and McAfee's on a way different scale than Katie Nolan, but ESPN has historically struggled to take content creators that aren't in the traditional broadcasting mold and find ways
to
package what they do really well for their audience. They had Katie Nolan bouncing around from a late night show to a Snapchat show, and it didn't work out.
Yeah. And they had Barstool for 2 weeks. That's my thing, is they had Barstool for 2 weeks, and then that was it. And so, like, that lets me know that the show is probably going to change, but good for Pat McAfee.
I mean, but ESPN bag fumbled Bill Simmons, who was like, it was like the easiest, most built-in content audience of all time. Like, people who don't even like Bill Simmons still engage with his stuff because he's Bill Simmons. Yeah. And they fumbled that.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope that Pat McAfee doesn't go woke, you know, Davis?
Well, he is an employee of the Disney Corporation, so I think he's going in to get his woke.
I just don't think he can say the same things that he used to, or that his guests can come on. He also has like rap on the show. Like, rap's not going to be able to come on the show now, like host the show. So it was a good while it's lasted, but that also is an opportunity. You know, it's an opportunity for us to kind of step up into to our niche
to fill that void.
Yeah.
Imagine 4-hour blocks of the Swolecast 5 days a week.
Can only dream.
I mean, that would be people would be in on that.
Oh man,
I'm sure
it'd be like day two, and they'd be like, "No, 8 hours.
Best damn sports show. Period." Yeah, that was it. The one.
Who was the guy that played for the Bulls with the goggles? John? Is it John?
I know you're talking about, but I don't remember his name.
Why are we all playing these names today?
Yeah, because we're getting old.
John Paxson, was it? No, he didn't wear goggles.
Paxson was the GM. Paxson
was he was the GM of the Bulls. We're going to get it in there. All right.
You know he also played for the Bulls, right? You know that, right?
Buddy, I was the biggest Bulls fan as an 8-year-old and 9-year-old.
All right, well, you're acting like you didn't play on the Bulls.
No, because he wasn't on a show. He was the GM.
John Sally.
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were trying to come up with goggle wearers. Yeah.
No, all right. I'm talking about the center, the power forward center. All right.
I'm billing time and a half for these past 2 minutes.
Okay. I can't believe Desmond Ridder went undrafted. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Davis, final thoughts?
You know, I hope we just get to do this every single week. Chat was bopping. Dave, I think you learned a lot. And I think it'll be fascinating will be to see if you gain any knowledge in between weeks, or if your sole knowledge of the season comes from doing these streams with us.
Here's the thing, Davis, and maybe our 8 or 9 years together, you haven't learned this, but this is the reason I haven't started until now, because once I start,
you can't stop.
Yeah. I'm in. And I'll be researching and, fine tuning my own rankings and
researching and
just put my own, I like to take kind of all the things, blend it together and just put my own little stamp on it with the Live a Little brand. So that will be happening. And, I honestly don't know who my guys are going to be this year. That's one of the things I have to figure out. Who are going to be my staple guys? You know, what's that going to look like? So,
Treylon Burks, Tajay Spears, Will Levis. Are you a Tannehill guy?
No. That quarterback, I know I drafted Tannehill, but just because I needed the stack. You got to pair him with somebody. So, all right. Peter, final thoughts?
Great drafting with you, Dave. You got a little work to do as a best ball streamer, but you'll get there. I know you were juggling a lot. If you guys want to keep watching me draft in 25 minutes, I'll be on the Fantasy Life live YouTube channel drafting a Best Ball Mania team with Ian Harditz, and then I'll be drafting again tonight on Ship Chasing, the show that has ruined fantasy football with its crazy ideological beliefs. So you can get more BBM drafting with me today.
Man, I am glistening right now. You want to know how many steps, though, I've taken? It is 227,970.
Wow.
Still have 15 days left.
All right. Get those gains.
And part of that is pickleball, too. No lie. I am deep into the pickleball. I'm playing now 2 or 3 times a week. Tonight, I've got a date with a bunch of dads who's going to put down their kids, go to the courts, and play for a couple hours. And I can't wait. I don't know any of them, but I can't wait. I hope no one recognizes me from this.
Very wholesome, very David Kitchen. I love that.
All right. All right. So on behalf of Davis Matic, Peter Overzet, our producer Sosa, and Dan Gasper, let's just mention him so people don't forget him in the offseason, though, that he is coming back. He is coming back this fall for football. So he's doing projections over there at rotogrinders.com, which you want to sign up for. You want to sign up for Spike Week. You want to sign up for Davis and Pete's newsletter and all their other streams and everything that I've got out there as well. So, all right, with that being said, we'll see you next time here on the Swolecast on RotoGunners.com. Peace.